This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good morning, Power Hour Nation. It is 5:30, 2018, almost the end of the month. I think probably just about most of America, schools are getting done, or done this week, and then the children will be out for school. A welcome break for them. You know, a welcome break from their minds, too, to stop the tyranny and the programming and the secular humanism. Anybody who thinks that there is a religion not taught in school is ignorant. And I don't mean that meanly, I mean it matter-of-factly. Secular humanism is the religion that is taught in schools. And it's the lack of conviction on the face of, you call it Christians, religious, the religious group of America, that has allowed our most precious resource, our creation, our children, I mean, that's our creation, ladies and gentlemen, our creation. We let them receive the doctrine, indoctrination, religious teaching, whatever foundations that we don't agree with. And now we're seeing the results. We have sown the wind, and now we are about to reap the whirlwind, and we are reaping the whirlwind. There is an insurmountable wave that is soon to be upon us. The tipping point will have been reached. It has been reached in many areas. I think it's already been reached in schools from the standpoint of, well, let's take back schools. Now, I think we're past that. Like Buckminster Fuller said, if you want to fight a system, you don't fight against the system. You create a competing system and then put your energy to that. Well, that's what they've did to the Constitution. They've created a non-republic of the United States, a corporate U.S., an administrative legal system, and all the energy and all the legal system and all the bars and all the lawyers and everything has went to that. And it, all it's done is for 100 years has left the republic sitting there. No one would have dared. No one in public, in a legitimate public open position, no one would have dared to call for the eradication of any part of the Bill of Rights 50, 100 years ago. They wouldn't have dared. To prove my hypothesis, to prove my point of view, now they do, openly. And so the greatest achievement of mankind, the greatest moment in recorded history, other than the Messiah, life, death, resurrection, other than that, is the Declaration of Independence, the fulfillment, the Bill of Rights specifically. The Constitution, yes, the Bill of Rights specifically. That's the keystone, the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights. And we have ignored it. Our children know little about it. And we're about to pass it on. But the truth is, it's not done. And it's up to us. We have a fantastic show. We're having a little trouble getting a hold of Elena Jordan. I don't know if we got our schedules wrong. She is in Eastern time zone, so I don't know if something's mixed up there. We'll see that. We have Alan Gossett coming in the second hour. We have, he's got a special on his hydro water package. It's storm season. Last season was terrible. I mean, Puerto Rico, Florida, oh my gosh. Other areas up and down the East Coast, in the Northeast. The winter was crazy in Boston. The weather's getting weirder, has been weirder. I shouldn't project into the future. And we got specials. It's a real good special, but we only got five of them. We can't sell 20 of them. We got five specials, and we'll detail that in the second hour with Alan Gossett. If you want to go ahead and get a head start, if you want to go, just go ahead and do it. You can call Jay 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829 for those five specials on the Solar Hydro Water Pack. It's a pretty neat operation and a pretty neat machine. I'm Daniel Brigman, in case you didn't know. I've been gone a lot. I had a very good Memorial Day. I hope that you did too. It is so good to be back with you. This is the often imitated but never duplicated Power Hour radio show. And for 20 years, from Joyce Riley to now, worked to find the truth. It's all about the truth. You are in the right place, and buy from the good guys. Support what is going to help you. And part of our problem is the lack of conviction. Our preferences are killing us. Being able to twist in the wind, so to speak, back and forth, is killing us. And that's what we've put up with. If we want to look for the cause of all our problems as a people, as mankind, as Americans, if you want to just centralize in America or wherever you live, Britain, you see what's happening in Britain with Tommy Robinson, look in the mirror. We got great news stories. Kyle, did you say we have the guest? Is that what you told me, Kyle? Okay, we do have the guest. We'll get to her in a second. The news, because of our guests, we're going to push the news back. We'll try to get some in between. But if you want to go to thepowerhour.com, thepowerhour.com, you can see all the news stories. Later in the week, the end of the week, Sharon Lynn White is going to come on. If you want your name, you know, she's the name lady who takes the is it etymology, the whatever of names, and breaks it down and what that means. Pretty interesting science. It's not. She's not a witch or anything. It's science. Pretty interesting. Check out that. Send us an email. Put in the subject name or Sharon in the subject to support@powerhournation.com. We also have Rick Kaler is going to come on. Rick's Satellite USA.com is his website. 816-228-1801. 816-228-1801 is Rick. Always deserves our support, and his Rick Satellite is a very good program. No monthly fee satellite, so check that out. Our guest now, Elena George, she's an otolaryngologist, and it took me a while, as you know, ladies and gentlemen, to practice that so I could get that. She's an expert. She's got skins on the wall as long as my arm. She's an expert in cancer, in private practice, in Obamacare. She's a representative of Liberty HealthShare. LibertyOnCall.org is the website. She's one of our great sponsors. We're very happy to have her involved with us. The phone number for Liberty on Call is 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. We are very happy to welcome back to the Power Hour someone who needs a little introduction, Dr. Elena George. Doctor, welcome to the Power Hour.
Thank you, Daniel. It's a pleasure to be back with you.
Oh, absolutely. I got the notes from Catherine. And you have such a broad base of things you like to discuss. Of course, we'll get into Obamacare. We'll get into alternatives, what have you, what's going on in private practice. But then articles that I think you sent to Catherine about doctor shortages and what's the trends going on in the industry. Let's talk about that. That's a pretty hot topic right now. Go ahead.
Well, I think what people don't know is that this doctor shortage is partially manufactured by the government. The Congress passed the Balanced Budget Act in 1997, and that limited the number of residencies that were available nationwide. When a doctor graduates from medical school after 4 years, they have to take boards, and in order to practice and get licensed, every physician must do at least 1 year of residency. So there are a glut of doctors out there, thousands literally, who've graduated from medical school, have an MD, passed their boards, but they cannot practice medicine because there are not enough residency spots. It's completely manufactured. And instead of the Affordable Care Act fixing that problem, what they managed to do is increase the number of training spots for medical assistants, for nurse practitioners, for everything else, every allied healthcare professional except physicians. Now we're in a position where they're saying there are not enough doctors, so we have to do something else. We have to do AI. We have to expand the scope of practice. This is completely ridiculous.
Well, I was going to ask you, that's my first question, before we get into details, is this intentional to have to usher in some other wave of medicine?
Honestly, I think it is. I mean, you have to follow the money and look at how this can potentially unfold. We're seeing a growth of artificial intelligence and a movement towards precision medicine, which is really artificial intelligence applied to healthcare. The drug companies will definitely benefit from it because it's all medication-based. You come in with a diagnosis, the computer will pop out the prescription regimen, and the next thing you know, standard of care is not holistic. It's not changing your own personal habits. It's taking a medication, and that's where medicine is moving towards, and it's being cemented that way.
Well, okay. Give me, we're talking about doctor shortages, and we've heard that for a while. Give me an example, real world. If I'm, you know, I don't know, if I'm getting 65, I'm 65 years old, I'm on Medicare, and I go, well, I want to look for a doctor, am I not going to have one to find, or is it specialist, or what? Kind of give us an example of that, a little deeper.
It's everybody. It's specialist, it's primary care, it's everybody. It's surgeons, it's everybody. That's the thing. People keep thinking it's just primary care. But they're projecting over 120,000 doctor shortage by 2030, and that's almost 50,000 primary care, 72,000 specialists. And I'm a surgical subspecialist. I just do ear, nose, and throat. And people who do eye and people who do orthopedics, these are surgical subspecialists. 30,000 of us will not be available to treat patients nationwide. You cannot reproduce 10 years of training with two. You can't do it. And that means people will have less options of getting surgical procedures, of having a specialist who spent years learning the nuance of their specialty. It can't be reproduced by AI. It just can't. And what we're seeing right now, this is a preview. The people in Medicare are on the front line. They literally have to go to an academic-based physician, meaning they have to go to a hospital or go to some sort of clinic associated with a hospital, because primary, or I should say independent doctors, don't take Medicare. They don't take Medicaid. And the wait list is longer. The ability to see specialists is sometimes not there. And that's rationing in a classic sense. If you don't have the person that's going to be able to take care of you, then you've been rationed technically.
Let's go back to the first thing you said. We have these students who have passed their boards, who have studied, who have invested, you know, big money in their education, and they can't get a residency. What happens to them? There's nowhere for them to go? What do they do?
No. They're baristas. They're anything else but doctors, begging for the chance to help take care of patients. And they're willing and able to go to rural areas to become the to pick up the slack. I mean, there are whole counties that don't have doctor coverage. And I've had on my show one of the state senators from South Carolina, who spoke about changing their law there to expand the scope of practice for nurse practitioners, because there are literally counties where there aren't any physician coverage. He didn't even know that there are doctors out there that could be available but aren't able to help.
Well, there's the first break, and we're very happy to welcome Elena George. LibertyOnCall.org is the Liberty Health Share's website, 1-800-714-6993. We're going to talk with Elena Moore. She's an expert in this, ladies and gentlemen, an absolute expert. Any questions, give us an email. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Power Hour.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high-fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great taste and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you're frustrated by Obamacare, don't want any part of it, it looks like it's walking backwards, hopefully, with the mandate gone, check out Liberty HealthShare, libertyoncall.org. It's a co-op kind of thing. It's not an insurance. It's not an administrative behemoth monkey on your back that you're paying for. You're actually paying for healthy choices, medical care that you control, that your group controls. It's a pay-as-you-go. It's a good way to go. We're very supportive of this solution. This is a big part of what's going on in the control grid that's around us. The control grid around the people of America, of the world, medicine is right at the heart of it, and this is a good option for you. Before we get back to Elaine, I'd like to remind everybody of, remember, John Tater is running for governor. A Power Hour listener, one of our own, libertarian candidate, actually is in a primary with more than one person, so there'll be a runoff for that. He's going to get a lot of publicity. He is talking and preaching the Constitution. If you're in Michigan, especially anywhere, really, you can support him, find his candidacy, but especially Michigan, John Tater, and of course, Michael Snyder up there in Idaho. Please support him. A door is opening, things are changing, people are waking up. So use your voice now. Elena, getting back to you, let me summarize quickly, and you tell me where I'm wrong. Over the next 10, 15 years, we're going to see massive shortages in doctors throughout the country, throughout genres, throughout specialties, because of a growing sentiment that students just can't get residency. That's basically what we're looking at. What does that mean to the average person?
That means their access to physician care is going to be limited, and we're going to see doctors become more of an advisory specialty, I mean, unless you're a surgeon, obviously. But we're going to have allied healthcare professionals as the front line, which is growing. There are whole clinics now and ERs that are staffed by nurse practitioners and physician assistants, maybe one or two physicians overseeing that. And for those who, this is not, I just want to be clear. I'm not denigrating the nursing profession. I think they have an extremely important role to play. However, we don't train the same way. It took me 10 years to become an ear, nose, and throat doctor. That's thousands of hours. And an average nurse practitioner spends 600 hours training. So we're talking 600 hours versus 17,000 hours training. That's a big difference in terms of knowledge base, in terms of scope of practice. It's not the same. It's not better. I'm not saying it's better or worse, but it's different. All right? So if I have a complicated medical issue, who would I want to go to? And I think it should be about choice, Daniel. If people want to go to a nurse practitioner, so be it. But they should know, and they should be able to make an informed choice. And most importantly, they should have a choice. If the only thing that you have on the front line of healthcare becomes the allied healthcare professionals, then we're in a position where we're seeing how this is unfolding. The pharmacy benefit management companies, I'm not sure you know what those are, but these are middlemen who insert themselves between the drug manufacturers, the insurance companies, pharmacies, et cetera, and they're supposed to, you know, provide discount pharmaceutical medication. They don't do that. They double dip. They take a cut from the big pharma. They take a cut from the insurance companies, and they literally decide what the formulation or what the formula, the formularies are going to be. And what it does is it cuts out cheaper drugs. It decreases the amount of drugs that are available. It's a complete scam, but it's legal because there's a safe harbor law in place, put in place by Congress. And where do they get their money from? The top 10 lobbyists up on Capitol Hill are healthcare related. So you see how this system is unfolding, where it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. They make money on the backs of doctors and patients, and it's legal to do it. This needs to stop. And the way they're going to get the doctors out of the equation is to not train us, get rid of us, put us on the outside looking in, have these PBMs, which are setting up minute clinics only staffed by nurse practitioners. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. That's the only game in town. That's all you got. And there's a larger prescription writing capacity for nurses compared to before. They can write any prescription drug in some states, including the opioids and other things that are, that have become addictive for a lot of patients. So we're seeing a changing of the workforce, and that workforce is integrated with the pharmaceutical system, whereas the physician, we just have a different standard of training, means we can think outside the box about the problem, not just medicating it.
This is a short segment. We're about to go to break. A long segment coming up. Maybe think about the students, just maybe quickly. Is there anything we can do different about the residency requirements? Can anything be done different there?
They need the number of residency spots to increase. If you're a medical student in our country, you graduate, pass your board, you should have a spot, period, end of story.
Okay. All right, we'll get to that on the other side. And Allied, I want to ask you about Allied. What is Allied exactly? What's a PBM? And this opioid crisis, how bad is it? I mean, it seems like it's crushing the soul of our country. We'll be back with Elena George, libertyoncall.org. Dr. Elena George, so good to have her. You're listening to the Power Hour.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
See a man about a dog. I almost missed the break back there. Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking to Elena George, and just a brilliant mind on this subject, a very important subject. I talked to her during the break a little bit. You mentioned things, Allied Healthcare. You mentioned, I think it was PBM, Paul Bravo Mary, PBMs and Allied Healthcare. What are those? Describe those.
Well, a PBM is a pharmacy benefit manager. And these are companies that have literally sprung up as the brokers, they call themselves managers of the cost of pharmacy medication, pharmaceutical medication. So they contract with the makers of the drug. They contract with the insurers. They contract with the pharmacies. And their whole job is to create savings, right? They're supposed to get a discount, you know, contract a discount between the manufacturer and the end point to save the end point money. That means save the insurance company money and, by definition, save the patient money. What they end up doing is jacking up the price. Go ahead.
Well, that's what I was just about to ask you. Are they basically brokering deals, trying to get their medicines? Are they a broker for Big Pharma to get certain drugs into pharmacies or something? Is that ideally what they're doing?
Correct. Get them on formulary. Yeah. So if you have an insurance plan, you have tier one, tier two, tier three, you know, preferred medications. They're the ones that broker what medication becomes preferred. But what they end up doing is jacking up the cost to a tune of $200 billion a year. To the patient and to the end point. So they're not saving money. They're literally costing everybody money, and they're not really providing a service. If the insurer would just go to the manufacturer and say, "I want a deal, cut it for me and my members," they'd get a better discount than using a PBM to do it. But there are kickbacks in this system. So the insurance company will get a portion of the money back from the PBM as a kickback. The hospital could, the pharmacy could, and the patient ends up paying for the privilege, and it's legal as per what Congress has done. There's a safe harbor law. So they can do this with impunity. That's the problem. Get rid of that and allow the real cost of medication to start to be, put back in the system. This is how the healthcare system works. It's completely arbitrary, you know, fictitional charges. And it's not the doctor, by the way, doing it. I want to emphasize that. If you go to any hospital in this country, any, corporate-driven hospital, they have something called a facility fee, where it's just a made-up charge for using their facilities, going for a CT scan, getting a lab drawn, being admitted to the hospital, having a medication. There are charges that they just attach to it as a facility fee, quote-unquote, and you don't even know that it's happening until you see an itemized bill. So, For example, if you have an EKG done in an independent doctor's office, there's a certain, may not even be a charge for it. It's part of the workup. If you go to that same doctor and they've sold their practice to a hospital, there literally is a facility fee charge for using the EKG outside of the interpretation, outside of the doctor office visit. And it's extremely expensive. So that's why when I tell folks it's $250 for a CT scan if you go to an independent, you know, radiology center versus $1,000 for a hospital, now you understand why there's a differential. It's ridiculous, and nobody's reining these guys in.
This is almost like going to a car lot. You know, you buy a car, and then it's like, well, the car costs $10,000. Oh, but there's a $499 dock fee or a $499 transport fee. Or what's this? It's like, oh, that's just the fee or whatever. One thing that you've taught me is, and I didn't quite understand that before talking to you so much, is that so much of healthcare or medicine or whatever you want to define it as, the money, is not even going to the actual doctor, to the healthcare, to the actual treatment of the patient. It's administrative, it's lobbyists, it's pork here, it's pork there, it's under the table little kickbacks. It's none of that is going to you, actually, or helping you.
7 cents of the healthcare dollar goes to the doctor. The rest goes to the other entities. 16-1 on average, administrator to doctor ratio in a hospital. It's not healthcare that's being delivered. It's a money train. I mean, these people are just drinking out the
trough
and gouging patients 24/7. And the patient needs to become a consumer, Daniel. You need to know that you don't have to spend this type of money to get the kind of healthcare they want to deliver to you, which is not as good as it is in the private sector. Private health care now is cheaper and better, with better access.
All right, let me ask you this. My brother-in-law is a pharmacist. You know, I joke. I say, you're a drug dealer. How's business? He says, real good. It's real good. I joke with him. He's a private pharmacy. He owns two of them. and he can, one of his biggest competitors is Walmart Pharmacy.
Mm-hmm.
He says, and I guess it's putting this together by what you're telling me, these PBMs are selling him drugs where he is forced to sell the drug for less than he has to pay for it in some cases. And that he can see how the tide is turning, especially him being a private pharmacy, that mm-hmm. the screws are being turned on him, and all the benefit of places like Walmart or other big box pharmacies, where he can see the, you know, it's going, he's going to go the way of the dinosaur, his private kind of pharmacy. Is that what you, are you seeing the same thing? Is he making this up?
No, not at all. This is all about corporate medicine. It needs to be a grid. They want to get rid of the competition. They don't want patients to have a choice. They want you to have them be the only game in town. I'm a surgeon, so I saw it years ago from a surgery perspective. There used to be dozens of independent freestanding surgery centers, which are a fraction of what it costs the patient if they go to a hospital. Systematically, they were bought out by the hospital. They were legislated out of existence because the government decided that the hospital couldn't survive if they had competition, so they got rid of any certificate of need is what it's called. They wouldn't give any new certificate of need out, so you couldn't build another surgery center. Listen, as long as there's doctors to do surgery and anesthesiologists to give it and nurses to do their thing, then you should have as many surgery centers as you need in an area. And that's how you get competition, and that's how you keep the prices low. Everywhere there's only one major hospital, the price is through the roof.
Let me insert a comment here, because I get this a lot. The people talk about socialized medicine, and they say, well, see what's happening with our medical system, see all the problems. What you just described, that is socialized medicine. It's socialized medicine. It's corporatism. Corporatism
exactly.
And socialized medicine is what's killing the medical, not capitalism. I mean, am I wrong here?
No, I just love the way you just said that. It's crony capitalism at its best. This is not a democratic system. This is not capitalism. Capitalism is on the free market side. Let's take any plastic surgeon in a city. They have to compete with each other. That means they have to be better and cheaper to get your business. Nobody's giving them money as some sort of grant. Nobody's, you know, allowing them to prop up their prices and pay them with government funds to keep them open. That's not happening in the private sector. That means your ability to see the doctor, have after hours, online visits, virtual visits, telemedicine, even calling you and visiting you at home. That's what's going on in the private sector, because they want your business, because you are important to them. You're their only source of revenue, and you're the customer, and the customer rules. That's how the capitalist system is supposed to work. If people think that making this a single payer is going to be awesome, I got another thing coming for you. Look at Medicare. Look at Medicaid. Those are government-run systems. Medicare for all is a disaster. That means the government is going to ration it, because they'll always say it's not enough money in the system, and we have to prioritize who gets it. That's what they do, and they do it all the time. We see, you know, comfort care now, the euphemism for hospice, is being applied to people younger and younger with less life-threatening diseases. There's now a cottage industry of patients who've been admitted to the hospice who have to be discharged because they didn't die within the hospice time frame, because they shouldn't be there. This is how the system's working, Daniel. It's not right. I mean, if folks think that the government's going to take care of you, it's not going to happen.
We're coming on another break. This is fantastic information, Elena. Are we, you know, if I didn't know any better, it sounds like the whole medical system lobby, the oligarchy, the corporate power structure is working to put pressure on the medical industry to turn it into almost a population control situation, where the doctors are just going to be some butt. You input some symptoms in a computer, and it's going to spit out your diagnosis. Am I paranoid here?
It's called Watson. That's all I have to tell you. You just described how the future is going to be rolled out.
Well, there you go. Do you want Elena George to treat you or Watson to treat you? Which one? and knowing the IBM, you know what IBM did in World War II, right, ladies and gentlemen? You know that Watson? You know, Watson's not some friendly neighbor next door. He's not a friendly robot. Let's put it that way. We'll be right back. Another segment with the one and only Dr. Elena George. Stay tuned. Wow, libertyoncall.org.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
In case you're wondering, we talk about IBM. IBM, all those tattoos that the Jews and other people, it wasn't just Jews in concentration camps, ladies and gentlemen. There was a lot of thinkers. You know, Mao killed people with glasses. Anybody with glasses, he killed them, or basically, because that means they read. IBM was putting the tattoos, the digital tracking system, so to speak, of the day. IG Farben was making the gas. That's Bayer. That's now Bayer. If a leopard can't change his spots, can a Nazi collaborator on that level change their soul? And I'm asked to trust them? I don't know. I'm very skeptical. Elena, I haven't asked you this before, I don't think. We're getting an email about this. I think this would be a good question for you. And I didn't premise it, so if you want to avoid the question, whatever, you know, I totally get it. Answer it any way you want to. We have seen California is now mandating vaccines, or trying to, for people who go to school. No choice at all. We are seeing less and less choice, especially vaccines. What is this push on the vaccine front? And, I mean, shouldn't, if there's any risk at all, shouldn't there be a choice?
Absolutely. It's about informed consent. And we're moving in a system, a medical system, where informed consent is going by the wayside because there's some higher power, medically speaking, that knows best and that should take over your choice because you're not smart enough to make it for yourself. This is the system that is coming online. This is what AI is about. This is what precision medicine, I mentioned that a few times, but what that is using the genetics of a person to figure out what medications they should have and what diseases they're probably going to get and therefore what interventions need to be made, but nothing. God is more complex than that. Just because you have something genetically in your genes doesn't mean it's going to manifest, right? But they don't think on those lines. It's just very black and white. This is the only thing that will work for everybody. It's a very medicine is so complex, Daniel, I can't begin to tell you. When you take a medication, you're assuming that it's been tested on your race, your sex, your age group. It's not. It's usually tested on one small population and extrapolated to everybody else. Even children, medication for children may not have necessarily been tested on children. So the safety parameters are questionable at best. Why do you think all these lawyers have all these class action suits on medications that have been approved by the FDA, next thing you know, they are off the market and people are being sued because of the side effects. It is a controlled poison. I don't care what it is that we prescribe. If it's a vaccine, if it's a medication for your heart, your allergies, I don't care what it is. There is a risk and a benefit, and not one size ever fits all. That's why every time I write a prescription, I think about it. And I don't want a computer taking my choice away from what I need to do for my patients. That's the system we're going under.
Let me ask. I'm going to ask you a very direct question. The picture that you're painting, just around me, the people I see, our longevity going down, people getting sicker and sicker, America going down on the health scale. Point blank, I'm going to ask you. I watch TV. Family Feud is one of my favorite game shows. I love Family Feud. We don't have TV here. I got to go to my aunt's to even watch it. I love Family Feud. Every other commercial is either a drug commercial or a lawyer's office suing a drug company. What level, 1 to 10, because this is like a Family Feud question, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the most trustworthy, what level of trust should I have in the medical industry as I go into it with some sort of health problem?
That's an excellent question, Daniel. The industry or your doctor? Okay, so they're not the same.
Well, the industry. Well, right now, what you're telling me is they're the same. They're becoming the same thing, is what you're telling me.
Well, no, I think you have a choice. If you go to an independent physician who is practicing medicine using the Hippocratic Oath as their standard, that have not sold their practice to a hospital, who have a fiduciary responsibility to you, the patient, that is a different standard of care. And if you go to a direct primary care doctor who can see you at whenever you need, and it's not about the money because you've already prepaid for the service, it's not the same standard of care. So it depends where you go. And I'm here to tell you that it's not the same. There is a two-tier system of health care. Those who decide they want something else to pay for it and they don't want to have use their pocketbook as their fulcrum, they're at the whim of whatever the standard of care is. Those that pay for their own health care needs have the power to choose. That's the difference. So I would say if you're going to see a doctor, it's all about choice, honestly, and it's about your ability to control your access. Whoever has the pocketbook has the power. That's all you need to remember.
I love how you just said that. using your pocketbook as the fulcrum. I love that, the power of dollars. You know, we're seeing, I use the Walmart example, the quality of food. You can get organic ketchup in Walmart now, and every week or month now, you can get some other type of organic product, some kind of choice. Your pocket has been the fulcrum for change in your choices. Why can't it be the same thing in medicine? That's basically what you're asking, or that's basically what you're saying, correct, Elena?
It's exactly what I'm saying, and the good news is it's cheaper, it's better, and you have access. And, you know, you become a partner in your care as opposed to someone telling you you have to have this. And, if you don't like it, too bad. We're doing it anyway. This population-based system is all tied into a grid. It's all electronic. Every time the doctor writes a note in an electronic chart, writes a prescription and sends it electronically, you become a data point. They're using what that information is, and in my personal opinion, I think they're going to use it against you because they're going to try to control your behavior based on it, based on what the population norms are. This is World Health Organization standard. This is a global standard. You're an individual. The medication may not even work for you. It may be detrimental to you. That's where you cannot use population health to drive a healthcare system. It doesn't work. And that's where eugenics, Elena, e-work comes in and everything else.
Ooh, you said eugenics. Let me ask you real quick. Do you have time to do one segment? Do you have time to use one segment past the top of the hour?
Sure.
Okay, we're going to have to do one segment. Okay, then that extent, then that changes how I'm going to ask you this next question then. Okay, eugenics. You just use eugenics. We've seen Margaret Sanger, who I don't know why is lionized by places like Planned Parenthood, places even in the black community where abortions are so rampant. Margaret Sanger tried to almost exterminate the black race. It's insane. Eugenics has been part of our medical industry at least 100 years. Let's get into that a little further. Is this, I mean, Elena, just lay it on me. Is this whole plan that you're saying, is it at its core a eugenics-based operation to control the existence of mankind, their life, their death, everything?
I think that the argument can be made for that. The fact that we have the most advanced healthcare system in the world, but every year our life expectancy is dropping, right? As we become more automated, more driven by AI, the length of our lifespan is dropping. What kind of conclusion can you draw from that? You know, think outside the box, folks. We're taking more medication, but we're sicker. We're dying younger. There's more people coming out with cancer, et cetera. There's a bigger picture here.
You're making way too much sense, Elena. Please stop. 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 You're making too much sense. There we are at the break. We have one last segment with Dr. George, which I'm really happy. We'll get into more about solutions in this last bit. We've done pretty good last 50 minutes here dissecting the problem. Let's get into some solutions. Stay tuned.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? TheParamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at TheParamol.com today.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
You
haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.